This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Trade screen time for race time at Virginia International Raceway. August 21st through 23rd, IMSA's Michelin GT Challenge brings some of the coolest cars to VIR for an unforgettable family weekend. Explore, meet drivers, see race cars up close, and experience the thrill of racing from every corner of the track. It's more than a race. It's a memory waiting to be made. Kids 12 and under get in free. Get your tickets at VIRFAM.com. That's VIRFAM.com.
Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Jody. After the show, we just hang out a little bit longer.
Tell a few little stories. So on our road trip this weekend, you know, couples, you know, have conversations. You do things together on the road.
We were in the car for 6.5 hours together. So
yeah, you talk, you know, about things, personal stuff, all the things. And then Murphy also did some work, which on the way home yesterday, I recommended that you do some work because we had been, you know, Murphy normally on a Sunday afternoon knows what the week is going to look like and has done some planning.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we start getting closer to home, I'm like, if you want to, you know, work some, I'm fine with it. We don't have to listen to Keith Urban Flow State anymore. You know, we don't have to. We can, you can
7
work.
7 hours of Keith Urban? Wow.
We didn't listen to it all the time.
No, we didn't. We listened to the whole album once on the way there, and we listened to it once
there,
you know, when we were at Mark and Audra's house in full.
That was Audra, though. Not I didn't request it. Yeah. She played
it was fine,
me.
But I like the album.
She played it for me. But anyway, so on the way home, Murphy was working, and he decided to, I've never really experienced this firsthand like this, because normally when Murphy starts working at home, and if he's working, you know, with his AI assistant who helps him with his lists and mm-hmm. stuff like that, I usually leave the room. I get away from it. But if you're stuck in the car, you're sitting right there. So this is what it's like when Murphy's assistant is helping him deal with his list.
You recorded that?
Yeah, I did. Mm. I just wanted to share it and let's talk about it.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
Connectors are enabled per conversation. In this one, your Todoist and Microsoft 365 connectors are switched on and authorized so I can reach them. In the other, they were probably either turned off for that session or hadn't been granted access yet. It's not the voice mode itself that blocks them. Voice and connectors are independent. So my best guess is a settings difference.
That was your pump going off. Also, his pump is going off, alerting him to a problem.
Oh, so you didn't record me talking to her. You just recorded her.
I only recorded her. You didn't want to share the problem you were having.
Well, the problem that I was having is the connectors that it was, the information it was giving me, it said it couldn't find because it wasn't connected to a couple of the apps that I use.
Yeah.
So I was asking her to do that. And you could tell she was pretty chilled out when she was responding.
That's another thing. He's chosen the voice and how she responds. And she's just like a calm girl.
She is.
Yeah. Just like everything's going to be okay, man.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. I really like her.
So, and we did, there was probably a good 30 minutes that I was using that to interact with my calendar and my to-do list and, you know, hey, go through my email, a couple different email accounts. I mean, I had her really going through everything for me.
I love the way you started it. So I said, you can go ahead and work. And so he goes, okay. And he starts talking to her and he says, tell me what's on my calendar tomorrow. And she even starts with, whoa, okay, it's a stacked day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's very, it's commentary, you know, about it. Hmm. And then she starts reading off all the things. And then Murphy, said, actually, you know, these three meetings are just there as a placeholder. I can join, but they're not necessary. She's like, okay, great, noted. You know, things like that.
So for the future, when she will, you know, she'll acknowledge those, but knows that those don't actually occupy real
space. It's not a priority. So I will say this, you know how sort of anti-AI I am. I don't really enjoy it. I was impressed with what she was able to tell you and do for you. You know, it was, especially since you are a multitasker, you have a lot of things going on, you're managing a lot, you do need some sort of AI help.
Yeah.
You know, and it was interesting for her to sort of lay your day out for you like that. And then later in the work session, you were trying to get her to find a certain email and she couldn't find it. Remember that? Because you had to explain, oh, it's going to be go 6 days back. You know, look for this subject line.
Yeah, I was using two different AI. I was using that voice you hear is from Claude. Mm. You didn't know Claude was a woman, did you?
She didn't sound like a Claude.
And I moved over to Copilot because our company account only uses Copilot, and our company doesn't allow the usage of others, you know, mm-hmm. in the, so anyway.
Priority.
Which is fine, right? So when I switched over to, you know, the company account, Copilot was having trouble finding an email that I knew that I had answered, and then she eventually found it, and it's female. I just use female voices. I just do. It's I don't know, it's my preference. But I asked her to go back and say, okay, tell me, I wanted to know, why couldn't you find that originally? Was it the guidance I gave you? What was the problem? And she says, I wasn't searching by sender. I said, well, make a note for the future that any search that I'm doing is going to probably have a sender base to it. And she notes it for memory for the future. And so,
yeah. So it does build and on itself. You teach it how to help you is what I learned. Yeah. My takeaway is that you have to teach her along the way how to help you. But with every single time that you guys work together, she helps you with your day, it should get better. Because you're having to make little corrections. And it was interesting the way you've seen him correct people before, right, mm-hmm. Sam? When he corrects the AI, it's not very, mostly non-emotional. No, actually, I've already said that. This is incorrect. Please look again. It was really interesting. I mean,
you have to be specific with it.
Yeah, that's how he dictates into his phone, too, whenever he's doing those talk-to-texts.
Right.
It's emotionless.
Yeah,
it's
as it should be with AI.
It is. I don't think, I mean, I've never seen any technology evolve as fast as it is evolving. Mm-hmm. And there are people, there are companies now, there's no secret, it's everywhere, you know, that are using it at a level where it's in constant usage. It's not, what I'm doing is child's play compared to what it's actually doing in the world now, where people will give it a task and it runs for 14 hours and writes code or creates an entire app or whatever it is that you're, you know, asking it to do. But the interaction and the voice interaction has become a lot more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. There are security protocols, though, that protect it. I have to, you know, that's part of what you heard yesterday is she couldn't go. She says, I don't have access to your Todoist. I don't have access to your Outlook. And I said, yeah, actually you do, but we were having a separate chat. I had to kind of figure out my way through that. I had authorized it in a previous chat. And then when I got it back to that, because they don't want somebody to walk up to your phone and, you know, immediately start hacking into whatever it is. It's all this interconnectivity is permission based.
Mm-hmm.
But it is helpful. If I'm in the car for 6 hours and I'm not the passenger and I'm driving, I mean, she organized my calendar for me without me touching anything there for, you know, for about 30
crazy.
Minutes.
Yeah. It was just interesting to just be watching and listening to that.
Were you intimidated by it? I'm sorry, Sam. Were you intimidated by it or not? I know that you
not
have,
for you.
You jokingly say you have a dislike for it, but I mean, did you? There was a time you used to laugh when you thought that I was, because I do understand that was very funny at the beginning, you know. And the answers back were kind of, they weren't really accurate,
better.
You know. And so now that it's getting better and more sophisticated, do you see it differently?
Wait, your first question was I intimidated?
Yeah.
Not for you.
Okay.
I'm actually glad you are. Now that I heard it, this is what I'm saying. My whole point is that now that I've heard it and seen it firsthand for you, you need it. I'm glad that you have her help, whatever her name is. Yeah. Because I do think that
I don't know that she has a name. That's a really good point.
That's the first thing
Claudette.
I would do. That's the first thing I would do. I would personalize it, of course.
Yeah.
But for me, yes. I hope I never get to that point. I don't want that for me.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I would rather engage my own brain. So I know I can't escape it. I know it's in my life, probably in places I don't even realize it's in my life. But I don't think I will be accessing it for that sort of thing. But for me, yes, I was intimidated. Not for you. Happy for you.
For somebody that feels quite ADD as I do, and I do think I'm easily distracted, and some of that I think is self-imposed. But doing the voice back and forth and having it do some of that work actually makes me focus on being very precise in my questions and not hopping from one idea to another until I get the answer that I'm looking for, if that makes any sense at all. Because if I'm looking at a list, I've officially reached the place in my life where every list overwhelms me now. Every list overwhelms me. Because it's always going to have 20, 30, 40 things on it that need to be somehow rearranged. It's endless. I don't ever get to the end of a day where the list is completely checked off because there are going to be some things that need to be, you know, carried into the next day. Mm-hmm. And there's just sometimes it becomes wallpaper. I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. And being able to talk it through
is who you are. Yeah. If he thinks it, he speaks it. So it's perfect. I do think you name her. She's your new best friend. I'm so excited she's in your life. Oh, my gosh.
That's how I pack.
I know. And when we have to pack to go on vacation, I try to leave the room.
How does that work?
No.
Not using verbally. AI. I just speak out loud.
Oh, I have to eventually, gotcha. If I need to think, I have to leave the room because he's verbally saying, I need this shirt for Tuesday and I need these pants for Thursday. And I'm like, I got to get out of this room because if somebody's speaking, every thought is too much. But I will say.
You have no idea what I'm thinking right now.
I don't want to know. But I probably do. What I do want to say is what you said about yourself, that self-realization you had, Murphy, just now is correct. I watched it yesterday while sitting in the passenger seat while you were having this conversation with her and you guys were planning your day and week. She would give you an answer. You have this, this, and this, and this is how I can access it. Would you like me to change that? She would ask you a question. Would you like me to move that to a different priority or a different list or a different day? Mm-hmm. And you would just stop. And at one point, I almost said, are you going to answer her? But you were thinking. And I thought, he's not jumping to the next thing. It's fantastic. He's thinking about how to answer her. And so I was proud of the long pauses that I saw you take. And so I think what I'm saying is I think it definitely is going to help you, and I'm glad to see it in action.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's...
Are you surprised?
I don't know. No, because you are a very grounded, realistic person. When you see something, you're good at assessing it. So, you know, if it applies to you, I get why you wouldn't want to dive into it. But that doesn't really shock me too much.
My notebook and paper, I was making my notes for the week. Yeah. Country girl here.
But I have to do that too. The funny part about what you recorded and that beeping at the end, my pump, that those three sounds that you hear when you hear that three in a row means that the pump is either the cartridge is empty, which I knew it wasn't, or it's an occlusion. In other words, it's stopped up. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that's a perfect example of something that's a tool in my life that I can't live without, literally can't live without. But I love it. It makes managing diabetes better. But it's another notification. Mm. It's another distraction. Ding, ding, and when I hear three in a row, I have to take action then. It's not like I can table that. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's the way that my life is. I'm always, no matter where I am in my to-do list, meetings, or whatever's going on in the world, if my pump calls to something to my attention, I absolutely have to stop in that moment and, you know, and deal with that, which has been over the years kind of a nuisance. Mm-hmm. I'll find myself even, which is really stupid, but I will find myself resisting and just ignoring it. It's like, okay, keep on beeping. the only person I'm hurting is me because it's my pump. You know what I mean?
It's true.
But you know, if anybody else who is type 1 or wears any kind of medical device knows that it becomes your ball and chain. You love it. You can't live without it. And you're grateful for it. Right. But, you know, it's still, it gets aggravating after a while. But it's another thing that calls on me. Mm-hmm. And so any tool that I can use, whether it's AI or something else that kind of helps me to stay focused or whatever. If I were looking at a list, for example, and my pump went off at that, I would have gone to take care of that. I actually might have forgotten I was even working on a list.
I know.
And come back to it. You know what I'm saying? It just, it depends.
Well, to wrap this up, I'm just saying, having heard and seen it, I was proud.
I have a question before you wrap up.
Please. Yeah. No reason to wrap early.
Does she or Claude, whatever, ever talk back to you or give you some lip? Or is it all just pretty much answers correctly?
Wow, that's a really good question, because it doesn't. Now, you can personalize any of these AIs to speak with to you the way you want them to. You know, if you want it to be a snarky response, or if you, I mean, at some point that would be a problem for me. I don't think so. Right. And to be honest with you, for me, to show you how often I use it, I want to remain polite to it. Because, well, for one thing, it's learning my personality as I'm doing that. But I don't want to create a bad habit that translates to
real
me
life.
With a human. Wow. You know what I mean? So I'm going to be just as nice to the AI as I am, you know, a person.
And as someone who's around you a lot and I hear you talking with your assistant, I think you should give her a name. But I hear you talking to her a lot, she definitely is programmed to be there for you, pleasing for you, helpful for you. Not pleasing, but she's there to help you. There's never any lip, you will.
No, but the instruction I give it is to be transparent, mm-hmm. and that it's fine to be cordial, but I don't want to be, you know, pandered to. That's the wrong because you can have it. There you can choose flirtation. You can choose anything you want. But to me, that's not why I'm using this as. To be it as objective as possible. I even tell it that when it's doing homework for me, don't go to the manufacturer's site. Don't go to the drug maker's site. Don't go to any. If I'm asking for research, I want independent research. I don't want you scraping websites for, you know, that are advertisements and marketing for something. Right. And so I have a pretty sophisticated list on how I prompt AI now to what it has to do. In fact, I tell it now, you know, I literally say 80 to 90 sources before you give me an answer.
Whoa.
I don't care what it is that I'm asking it, because I don't want it hallucinating. I don't want it giving me, and even then it's still not perfect.
Of course not.
But I do think that the companies that run them now if you've used it recently, if you ask any of them medical, it's going to come back and tell you, but you need to consult with your doctor, which is what it should do.
Of course.
The same thing for legal advice. You need to consult an attorney. So
of course
there are guardrails, and I love that aspect of it. But, you know, back to your original question on that, if you want it to give you lip each time or berate you, I'm sure you can tell it to do that, and it would probably do that. You know?
You're right, though. It would get annoying after a while.
After a while, it would
correct.
Be.
Correct. Yeah. Right. It would. All right. Work on her name, and congrats. I hope you got your day all planned out.
Yeah, why don't you call her Jody?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Honey, Felipe sent another photo.
From Argentina? How?
With T-Mobile, of course.
Mira, he's video calling us.
Hola, familia. Did you get my photos?
We did.
They're so pretty.
Here to share every moment with T-Mobile. Enjoy data roaming at no extra charge in 21 Latin American countries. Switch now on the T-Life app or T-Mobile.com/conectate. Qualifying plan required. Not for extended international use. You must reside in the U.S. and primary usage must occur on our network. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This is Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. Back to school shopping used to be so simple. And then my kids developed opinions. Apparently, not just any shoe will do. Luckily, Famous Footwear makes that part easy because they carry all the brands they actually want, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Jordan, and more. Everyone gets the shoes they want. I get great prices, and we can cross one more thing off the back to school list. That's a parenting win in my book. Right now, it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Plus, join Famous Rewards to get their best benefits, including free shipping.